Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio. Can you take over 1 hot second, please?
Yeah, man. All right, y'all. Welcome everybody to another edition of Sin City Radio. That's how we do it. We got the usual suspects on here. What's happening, Janine?
Hello. How are you?
Just chilling like a villain.
What's up, Lickstow? What's cracking with you?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Cooling. Wait. What it do, bro?
What's good, bro?
Yes, chilling. All right, we're gonna pick up right where we left off at before the show started. We was kicking that little subject. I'm gonna set it up for everybody. Mother Nature has a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with her guy for 13 years. Her guy's married. You know, I guess he's separated or whatever you want to call it. She wants to get married. He doesn't, so she takes it up on herself to go buy her a bridal set. Mm-hmm. And she's actually wearing it right now. And the kicker, she's wearing the motherfucker backwards. She got the wedding band on first and then the engagement ring. Now, in my book, that's backwards, right? The engagement ring goes on first, and then you slip the band on once you get married, correct? And that the way it
works? Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So she's wearing the motherfucker backwards. He doesn't want to marry her. She still took it up on herself to go buy. The rings are pretty. They're some nice-ass fucking rings. You know what I'm saying? She showed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still saying he ain't trying to get married. Now, in my eyes, that's ridiculous to me. It's funny. I don't understand it. If he doesn't want to marry you, why would you go out and buy fucking rings?
Well, maybe he put them on. Maybe she put them on backwards because she ain't married. So maybe if she ever get married, she put them on the right way.
Or maybe she just fucking retarded.
I
think she's a little slow, personally, but that's just my opinion.
But
somebody help me. Somebody help me. Am I the only one that see anything wrong with this situation?
See, I think that goes in stalker. That goes in stalker category.
But they live together, so, you know, I don't think there's no stalking going on.
People do desperate things when they can't, you know, get what they want or when they feel that it's something they deserve. So, you know, you end up doing something desperate. I mean, eventually she is going to have to come to her own conclusion as to what she want to do. Either you're going to stay with him and be unmarried or you're going to leave. I mean, them are the only two options you got if he keeps saying no.
Well, I mean, he actually told her to her face.
I know.
He's not getting married.
I understand that. But sometimes people feel like they, you know, they're going to come around. But, hell, it's been 13 years. He's still saying the same thing.
She ain't never been married. He's still married. She has never been married.
It could be the fact that he ain't never got over his first wife.
The 13 years?
Wait a minute. Sometimes people feel like when you know that's who you love, and maybe they felt like they lost that person and they'll never get married again.
He was dealing with the dude while he was married, or he's been separated for 13 years.
They messed around while he was still married. Then when he went through his separation, he moved in with her, and they've been together ever since.
And that's,
you know, they have a, they got a kid together and everything. So I guess he saw the writing on the wall as far as, you know, well, she about to leave me, so let me go find somebody before she actually, you know, leave the house. So I guess that's what he did.
That ain't always the case.
I mean, I don't know the logistics, but I just think,
yeah,
if you tell me you ain't going to marry me, you know, I'm going to stop asking.
What do you suggest she do? I mean, coming from a guy's point of view, what do you suggest she do? She just get over the fact that she would never get married?
She needs to accept it. She just needs to accept that, if I don't want to get married, I'm not going to get married. I don't care what you do. You can do whatever you want to do. If I don't want to get married, I'm not going to get married.
So then it's okay for her to leave. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she ain't going nowhere, though. But in general,
I know that, but
yeah,
I'm saying,
leave.
But that's,
I think she should leave. If you know you want to get married in your heart, that's what you want. You want to get married to me. And if I say I don't want to get married, I think, you know, you need to go out there and find somebody that want to marry you, because I'm not going to do it. So why waste your time with me when you're not going to get what you want anyway? I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know what the rest of the fellas think, but that's just my opinion. What y'all think?
Yeah, but he probably don't want her to leave, though. He don't want to marry her, but he also don't want her to leave.
And we're going to talk about that one, too, because I got
maybe
one for that one, too.
Maybe she got the ring, so, you know what I'm saying, although she knows that they're not married and that he doesn't want to get married, so that she feels better. Like, maybe that's some type of security thing for her.
Okay. All right. That's a good example. That's very good. Now, we together, me and you together. You want to get married. I don't. So you take it upon yourself to actually go out there and buy some rings. You buy a whole bridal set. Right? You put them on. You show me. Look, baby, look what I went and bought. And then I still tell you, right then and there in your face, I don't know what you did that for. I'm not going to marry you. What do you do then? What you going to do?
You don't have to. I don't know. Maybe in her eyes, I don't know. That's crazy. To me, even though they live together and even though they've been together for a long time, that's still kind of questionable activity. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how I feel. You know, that's kind of like the same thing as, okay, well, you might as well go ahead and just get pregnant or whatever. Like, I know you said they already got a kid together, but, you know what I'm saying, or some shit like that, hoping. That's kind of like one of them trap things. Like, maybe if I put it in a kid, you know, he'll eventually come around.
I don't
don't think he is. I mean, why would he? Why should he? You've been dealing with my shit for 13 years without the paper. What the fuck we need the paper for? You ain't going nowhere. You've been here for 13 years. Where the hell you going to go? You know, why should he marry her?
That's crazy. That's one of them, if I can't have you, can't nobody have the situations. And I think he should run. I don't give a damn what she do, but he needs to go on ahead and get up out of there.
No,
well, he's not
right. He ain't going nowhere, trust me.
He ain't right, and that's not right. Do he got any kids with the wife?
Yes.
Oh, so he do have kids with the wife.
He got two with the wife and one with the girlfriend.
Okay, so to me, I would feel like, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's still in love with the first wife. I don't care how long it's been. So you still married to the first wife, which means I don't know what type of work he do or anything. She could be still getting his benefit. She going to get everything when he passed away. And it's a commitment thing. And by this girlfriend accepting that, that's crazy to me. It's just crazy.
But has she really
crazy
accepted
to me.
It? Has she really accepted it if she went and bought herself wedding rings? She hasn't accepted anything.
She's accepted it because she's been doing it for 13 years. So if you've been doing something, that's just like after 5 years, okay. You should be saying, okay, look, you know what I'm saying? It's been 5 years. You know what I mean?
I mean,
after 2 years, it's like, fuck it. It's been, you know what I mean? You just basically started a whole new life with this person. I mean, that's crazy. To me, 5 years is getting to know somebody, seeing if that's what you really, really want to do, to be with this person for the rest of your life. You've been with somebody for 10 years and you're not married yet? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I think it's crazy, too.
Do they live in Minnesota?
Yeah,
I don't.
Is that
right down the street?
Do Minnesota have a common law marriage law?
I have no idea.
If they do,
and they've been living together for however the law stipulates in your state, then technically, you know, since they already have a common law marriage.
Not if he's already married. He's technically,
he's still married. See, there's a difference if he's already married. You know, in the law, he's still married. It don't matter how long they've been together. Now, if he was divorced, yeah, that would be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was you finna say, man? You say you didn't agree with something?
Whether it takes a month, 6 months, a year, some motherfuckers, it may take longer than others. I mean, if you say, okay, in 5 years, and I understand, I hear your point, but okay, in 5 years, if I don't feel like I'm ready to get married to you yet, and I marry you, every little thing that you do gonna aggravate me, and I'm like, man, I know I shouldn't have did this. I mean, I think both parties should say, okay, I'm ready. A lot of times, this is just my opinion, a lot of times a lot of divorces happen because one or the other really didn't want to get married.
I agree.
It's the fact that he's saying he's never going to marry her. He's telling her he's never going to marry her. It's not that
in
he's saying,
face.
I'm not ready yet. You know, that's the difference.
Can I ask a question? How old is the kids with the... How old is the kids with the wife?
That I don't know. I know the one he got with the girlfriend, he's like 8. So the other two are a little older than him.
Okay. I guess you wouldn't know the answer to this, but is he paying child support for the mother too?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that.
Because if he ain't, that goes your answer right there. Hell no, I ain't getting no divorce. When I get divorced, I got to pay child support, alimony, and everything else. Hell no. And when they turn 18, I'll think about
that
it.
That could be it. I didn't think about that, man. That could be it. I mean, I don't know all his personal shit, but that may have something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean,
I do believe he is paying child support because they are separated. I'm like 98% sure that she mentioned that. I'm talking about Mother Nature, that he does pay child support.
I mean, maybe it's the alimony he don't want. I mean, it could be more to it than just what, just, okay.
Maybe that first marriage was enough.
Could be.
Yeah, some people get married one time, and if it doesn't work out, then they, you know, don't ever have a desire to get married again.
Yeah, you know, but you still got to get a divorce sooner or later.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of times, if we all sit back and think about it, we all got that one uncle and auntie that separated but never got divorced. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the family tree, Uncle Eddie, he just always part of the family. But then when he walk away, she still ain't gave his ass no divorce yet. Stupid ass. We all done heard it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
You know what? I do understand that, but I don't understand why motherfuckers stay. Why stay married? That's what I don't get. You guys ain't living together. Y'all hate
you know
each
what?
Other. But
some
you don't get divorced.
It just don't. Some people can walk away from each other and don't even worry about it. That's just the way some people are. I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're right. That's just the way some people are. Certain people feel like that paper means the world to them. Some people feel like that ain't nothing but a piece of paper and it don't mean shit to them.
Go ahead, look at yourself.
Is the dude, do you know if he's into the church? Is he like is he into the church?
He's not a Muslim, he's a Muslim. It's a difference.
What's the difference?
You'd have to talk to him about that.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Big spell it M-U, he spell it M-O. It's a difference. I mean, you know, I could try to explain it to you, but shit, the show ain't long enough. Because he explained it to me, and I was confused like a motherfucker. What's the goddamn difference?
Well, like I said, I mean, some people it may be religion, some people it just works out better for them that way. I know people that have been married 20-something years, only been together for four.
Right, but the point is, why does she expect him to marry her? That's what I don't understand.
Love makes you do strange things, bro.
You know what,
man?
You know what? Maybe it's a side. Maybe in some type of way, when he not around y'all, or he not around people, he be told to believe that they going to get married.
That could be it, too.
I can't see nobody just going out buying a ring.
Maybe
you know
she's
what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
He needs to bail.
Unless she's just totally fucking deranged.
I'm tending to lead to the latter. She's crazy than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, maybe
crazy
he's crazy. And he needs to stop trying to, you know what I'm saying, have his little cake and eat it, too, and understand that she wants something that he don't want, so maybe he needs to let that go.
Here we go. Why he got to let go? Why she? Tell the guy ass.
Because I'm saying that because he does not want to get married, and yet he's living with a person who has bone and bone
and
greed.
And evidently, if she ain't left, she content with the situation.
But evidently,
I think she is.
She went and bought rings knowing that this man don't want to marry her. Well, you know what?
Maybe she figured the ring looked good on her finger.
Maybe that's just
the motherfuckers are pretty.
Her way of letting other motherfuckers know, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking and you need to step off, and she's just cool with it. I don't know these people.
No, I'm going to tell you what's up. I'm going to tell y'all what's up. When she showed me the rings, I got kind of pissed off. I did. I'm not even going to lie in front and say I did. Because the motherfuckers look better than the ring I bought. You know what I'm saying? And I bought my shit for a real wedding. You know what I'm saying? She spent a couple of G's on a wish. I'm like, what the fuck? I was pissed. The motherfuckers look nice as hell. But it has no value. It means nothing.
You sure it don't. That value to her. It got some value to her.
And only her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you walking around. Sooner or later, somebody going to say, where your husband at? I don't ever see you with your husband. Oh, I ain't got one. What the fuck you got a ring on for? Did he die?
That's none of your damn business. Now, where your husband at? None of your damn business. There you go.
Well, come on now. You can't keep talking about a husband that ain't going to never show up.
Who said she talking about him? She just got a ring on. You in her business.
Well, shit, she put me in her business. By showing me a goddamn ring that ain't got no value. That motherfucker got monetary value. That's it.
How is that putting you in her business?
Because I already know the story.
Well, I mean, but it one way or another, it don't affect you.
No, it don't affect me per se, personally.
Right.
But in my mind, it does affect me because that shit is crazy than the motherfucker. I think you got to be out your rabbit ass mind to buy rings that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? I can see if you was married, your husband died, and you keep your ring on. That's understandable. People do that shit all the time. But you were never technically married.
No, hold on. Rings. Here's the crazy part. People do what you're saying all the time, too. Everybody that got a wedding ring on, they ain't married.
True. That's true.
I didn't see many women with wedding bands on. Look, what the fuck?
That's to keep motherfuckers like you away.
they begging me to buy them one.
That's why they do that. Oh, shit. Here this motherfucker come. Where my ring at? He in the club trying to holler at every damn body. Where my ring at? Here he come.
Come on, man. He in the club trying to holler at everybody. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, dog. Come on. Nobody.
I'm just saying. Here he come. Girl, here he come. Mm-hmm. That white-ass fur coat on that damn blue hat. Here he come.
Damn, why get a white fur coat and a blue hat, bro?
Or was it blue? I saw you with, like, a blue fur coat on one of them pictures you had up. I thought it was white, too. You saw that same picture, right?
I ain't never owned a white fur coat. That motherfucker can't see neither.
That's what he just said. I'm colorblind. But I thought it was white. That'll be. I got another one for y'all, dog. This is kind of serious. This involves my boy D. Yeah, I'm going to use your name. Oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. Well, it's too late now. This involves my boy. I'm going to have to edit that part out of the show.
Damn it.
But anyway. No, man. Not him. Not him. My other partner, Red.
Oh.
Yeah, this involves my boy, Red.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, he's married too, right? But he's going through a divorce. He's been with his girl for about 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? He's married, but his divorce is going to be final next few weeks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, whatever. Now, she wants to get married, but he doesn't, right? She ain't went as far as buying the rings and all that shit, but she has everything planned. Everything. Her parents is paying for everything. She got everything planned. He doesn't want to marry her. But now he's considering it because he don't want her to leave. You know what I'm saying? He's willing to get married just so she won't leave. Anybody see anything wrong with that? Do you think that'll work?
That just goes back to what I just said. You're not going to be happy. If you feel like you're forced into it, you're not going to be happy. You're going to look, every little argument, I knew I shouldn't have got married. Anything go wrong. And why the fuck did I even get in this? I knew I shouldn't have did this. You're not going to be happy.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this is what she said. When he got the papers, you know, the divorce papers and everything, this is what she told him. I'm standing right there when she said it. He was like, yeah, baby, the divorce is about to be final. She said, good. All we need is a date. Everything else is already planned.
You got your mind.
He just set that.
You got your fuck all. Everything, like, what is planned? What, a trip?
Everything. She got the whole thing planned, dude. The whole thing. Everything is planned.
Everything but a groom.
And a date.
Well,
all she needs is the date. Everything else is her parents is paying for it. He don't need no money. All he needs to do is show up, Janine, and be on time.
So if he fall for that, he fall for the baby shit.
That's crazy to me.
My thing is he not falling for nothing. He just, he making a choice. He either want to marry, he either going to do it or he not.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
he don't want to marry.
But if he don't do it, she's gone. She already told
him. Okay, well.
But he don't want to lose her, so I think he's going to
end
up doing
it. I guess he's going to be getting married.
I don't think that shit going to work.
Well, it may not.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but she got what she wanted.
Maybe it will, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but I would feel like I'm forced. Like you're giving me an ultimatum. Either marry me or get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's fair. I think she's putting pressure on him. You know, some men don't respond well to pressure.
Yeah, she holding him hostage. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, how long she been with him and he been married and how long has been?
He's been married since he was married before my first marriage. So he got married like 2005 or some shit. 2004.
I mean, talking about since they've been together.
They've been together 4 years now, and he's been married the whole time. Well, you know, the divorce been pending.
Was he going back and forth? Like, was he with the girl while he was married or whatever?
No. They were completely separated.
Okay. And it's been 4 years.
And, you know, it's been 4 years. And she's only like 24. 23. Why the fuck you want to get married so young?
How old is he?
He's about 35.
Why are you with a 24-year-old? That's where your hair. Now, with a 24-year-old baby, and she act, that's what they do.
Well, she got you right there, though.
Hey, I'm just saying. I don't think that type of marriage should work. Because, like you say, man, motherfuckers, you be everything a person would do would just piss you off. They could never do nothing to make you happy. They don't really want to be there.
She was only 20.
Right.
She got together.
Right. She don't know what she doing.
Exactly.
She got everything planned. I mean, the parents approved it, so.
Well, hell, it's been 4 years. It's been 4 years. It's just he's looking at it different. He's looking at it with, damn, I've been going through this divorce for 4 years. And he want a break or whatever, or however long he want. She's looking at, I haven't never been married. It's been 4 years since I've been with you. She's not looking at everything. That's what kids do. You
my
can't understand. She's not
ticking.
Exactly. She's not looking at what he's been through and all this and that. She's looking at, okay, well, his divorce partner now. It's been 4 years. It's my time.
Well, he better turn around and tell her it's an overrated experience, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I look at it like, well, hell, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but you got what you wanted. So if it don't work, don't come after me for all I got and all this other shit. You knew I didn't want to get married in the first place. I only did it. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm satisfied.
That's the biggest problem that we have. Motherfuckers just doing it because of. I mean, if you doing a... If you're doing it for any other reason other than this is something you want to do, you're headed for a downfall.
I agree. I don't think it's going to work.
I agree, too. But I'm saying maybe she don't care. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's not her. She's not, like Janine said, she's a kid still. She's not thinking about.
Look at that motherfucker. You said you love me. Put a ring on.
And that's all she sees.
She probably hear her girls talking about, do she got friends that married?
Shit, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, she better quit listening to Beyonce.
I'd probably
like
her.
You know what I'm saying?
She's only 24 years old.
From what I hear, Jay over there kicking that ass.
So Jay over there got to kick that ass?
She over there wondering why the hell did I let him put a ring on it?
Shit, Jay's like, you hear my song? I had 99 problems and a bitch wasn't one. And Todd got you.
But I think, man, I think 24, man, I don't think you lived your life yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, shit, I was throwing it out of both drawers, legs with a pair in my pocket.
I don't think you're mature enough. I mean, people get married. I mean, you got 17, 18, 19 years getting married, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know the statistics on how long motherfuckers stay married. But I think you need to live life a little bit more, man. That's a big ass. I mean, that's a big thing, man. Marriage is a big motherfucking thing. You know, it ain't something that you can just wake up and say, I don't want to be married no more. You know what I mean?
Some people do feel like that. That's just it. Some people do feel like that.
Well, I understand it, but you can't just get out of it like that. You got to go through some shit to get out of the marriage.
If you and her both, see, this goes back to what you said earlier. If you want to leave and she want to leave, hey, you motherfuckers just leave. You ain't got to pay nothing. I ain't got to pay nothing. I'll see you around. Thus, you get the motherfuckers
that's
been walking around for 13
years
and still married,
right,
and they separated.
Right. Right. They still
well,
leave on paper, crazy. But they ain't married, you know, mentally or in their heart no more.
Right.
It's just
well, but that don't last long once you get with somebody, because it's going to be either or. Either the woman's man is going to want her to be divorced, or that man's new girl is going to eventually want him to be divorced.
I agree with that. In some cases, you got that.
It's gonna be either or. One or the other is gonna come up from either or.
Right. We've been together 7 years, motherfucker. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time you get them papers.
You know what?
I look at it.
You know what? I've seen that. I've seen that in both situations. I've seen that. Well, the one person, yeah, she was with him. He never said a word to her about it. Her getting divorced.
Mm.
Now, when her and him broke up and she got with this other guy, he was like, hey, you got to sign them papers. So, like I said, it all depends on the type of person you deal with. Because the one guy, he's cool. He was like, shit, you know, fuck that you married. Fuck it. I mean, and you would have thought that was the person she was married to. Now when she got with the second guy was more, oh no, motherfucker.
So you gotta have,
you need to sign the papers, bro. You know, I don't want nothing to do with this.
Right. But you know, that's more emotional, so you know, that's more than women. You know, women are more emotional than men. I would say women and men are both emotional, but women tend to show their emotions more. You know, a man gonna be like, that's fuck that shit, don't bother me. But inside it's killing him. But he ain't gonna show it. But a woman, she gonna show that shit out front for everybody to see. But a brother, he ain't gonna do that shit.
I don't know. You got some women that do the same thing. You got some women that hold it in. Pride is a motherfucker, especially when it comes to women. I mean, maybe back in the day, what we talking about is how women used to wear their sleeves on. I mean, their emotions on their sleeves. But nowadays, shit. The majority of these women act like men. Shit.
No, I disagree with that, dog. Because you know how a woman will show it? I'm going to tell you. A woman going to show it to her girls. Her true-ass girls, they going to know how bad she hurting. Now, even though me and you have been friends for a long-ass time, sometimes you say, hey, man, what's wrong? I'm going to say nothing. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm good. You know, I may explain to you like, yeah, man, I'm going through this divorce, you know. It's cool, though, you know. But inside, I'm dying. I'm fucking dying inside. But I'm not going to show you that, though. You know what I'm saying? In your eyes, all you're going to see is, oh, okay, my man's strong. He holding up strong. But I'm dying inside.
Look,
but a woman, she going to tell
her
friends the truth.
I beg to differ with you. I beg to differ because that you're thinking about the woman back then. These women, I mean, not to say the ones that's on the show, but women per se, they act like, I mean, their whole demeanor is, I mean, have you ever actually sat down and looked at the way a lot of these women act? I mean, a lot of these women got the same demeanor as a man. But then, the first thing they want to know is why I'm not being treated like a woman. Because you acting like a damn man.
Okay, now that's what you see. That's what we see, right? But her true-ass girlfriends going to see that emotional side of
her. All that true-ass girl shit. Because her girl acting just like her. That true-ass girl shit don't work no more. I'm sorry. I don't see it. And I mean, I done been around plenty of women to see that these motherfuckers don't act like that no more, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, it's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking that that your girl done went to her girl saying this, and they sit there eating a motherfucking bowl, a damn thing of Ben and Jerry's together, sitting on the bed crying, talking about it'll be all right. No, motherfucker, get dressed, bitch. We going to the club. Fucking. Fucking, girl. Fucking. That's all you hear.
I disagree. I have to. Okay, I disagree with what you said. Now let's get the ladies' opinion. I mean, I don't want y'all to speak for everybody. Just speak for yourself. Ligastow.
Speak
do you
yourself.
Open up to your girls when you're hurting, or
no,
do you just play it off and hold it inside?
My girls don't need to know what's going on in my house. I mean, to an extent, yes. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going through some shit, and okay, that's the end of that. But you know, if you let all your people on the outside in on what's going on in your house or in your situation, that ends badly always.
I forgot. You the baby of the show. So let me go to Janine, a woman that's a little bit more experienced, age wise.
Whatever.
She's still a baby.
You tell me what's wrong.
That's a joke, sweetheart. It's a joke. You are the youngest, though, so you are considered the baby of the show. But it's just a joke. Calm down.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I don't take it personal.
Okay. All right, Janine.
Yes.
You open up to your girls, or are you holding in?
You really go after Janine. I said, you really go ask Janine this question. How headstrong you are, Janine?
You know what? Everybody always say that about me. I'm very headstrong, but I have feelings too. It depends on how hurt I am. I'm not going to go crying about everything, but it depends on how I truly feel about that person. If I really, truly have feelings for that person, yeah, I have cried to my friends before.
See, there you go, dog. Okay. See, you're a youngster, right, too, so that's why you and Liquor Store tend to fall in the same line. And, you know, me and Janine, we the vets. That's why we tend to fall in the same line.
Well, honestly,
yeah.
You just won the argument for cash. Because he said, you thinking about women back in the day, our age.
Yeah, her old ass, if that's the case, her old ass. But now.
So, yeah, you kind of won the argument for Cass with that. And Cass was saying the younger generation, this generation now, don't run to their girls and talk like they used to in the back in the day.
Okay. Hold up. I got a question for Janine. Janine.
Mm-hmm.
You say, now, I have heard you. I've heard you on this show numerous times saying that, yeah, I hollered at that bitch. That bitch threw that shit back in my face, or she went back and said this, that, and other. Am I right?
Yeah.
Your girl.
Uh-huh.
So now, with that being said, do you really fuck with your girl like that again? Would you fuck with the same bitch again?
No, not if she did something like that, no.
All right, but so now, on the average, how often is it that your girl fuck around and tell your business, especially if she's jealous of something?
Real friend wouldn't do that, though.
But
But then that's not your friend then. Then she not
right,
really
right,
your
exactly.
friend. Then, therefore, after that, she not considered my friend. That's what I'm saying. After you no longer considered my friend after that. And
but
I wouldn't tell you shit else.
But now, if that was your motherfucking road dog, and she cut your throat like that, you really gonna trust somebody else?
No, pretty much not.
All right, so you ain't gonna say shit to nobody. Am I right?
Pretty much. All right,
well, there you have it.
That's some slick ass shit, man.
Well, I'm just saying, brother.
That's some slick ass shit.
I see we got some callers just listening in. If you want to talk something, y'all got something y'all want to get off your chest, just press 1. What you mean that was some slick, man?
The way you heard that shit, man.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
That slick shit.
My goodness.
Yeah, but if your bed is just your road dog, then of course, man. That's some slick ass shit. You must have been watching Dr. Phil again.
All I'm saying, brother, is that, I mean, hey, that's all I'm saying, man. I mean.
Well, I still disagree with you. I still think women do open up to their friends, and I think men don't. Men hold it
in,
and I think women let it out.
In my own defense, you have to have friends. I mean, you have to really know me. I have had a couple of good friends, but shit, I just told y'all, you know, I told y'all since I've been calling the show. My quote-unquote road dog broke up with me because, you know what I'm saying, I cannot be what you, you know what I'm saying, I'm your friend. You married a man, then you work that out with your man. And she, you know what I'm saying, won't fuck with me no more.
But you still need somebody to talk to other than your man.
It
don't
have to be your
friend.
When
your man's fucking
your...
up, you got to have somebody to talk to.
Hold on, dog. Dog, you take away from the moment. She said they broke up. Don't that sound just sexy to you? Her girlfriend broke up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
her girlfriend broke up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I was about to. I started thinking about the shit they probably was doing. Late night pillow fights.
I'm still thinking about it.
Right.
I wish I could have been a fly on that wall.
All right. Y'all can proceed.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll kick back. I'm going to go to the site right about now.
You still need somebody to talk to. I don't care how strong y'all are. Everybody needs somebody to talk to.
You could talk to family. You know, you might have a close cousin or something that you know, that you feel that you can talk to. It don't have to be
right,
a friend.
My point is you got to have somebody to talk to other than your significant other. You know what I'm saying?
Find a hobby. Shit. Get a hobby and go vent that way. You know what I'm saying? Go do something else that...
Yeah, talk to yourself. Yeah. Run it off yourself. See what you think.
I'm saying, when ain't nobody around, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody around, you get all that shit off your chest. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You know what? That's the best idea y'all done said tonight. I ain't going to lie to myself.
Straight up.
How you feel about this? You know, I really pissed the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
So you say you just talk to yourself, huh?
I'm saying when ain't nobody, you know, eventually everybody at least got, you know, saying 10 minutes in the day where they have complete and total solitude. If you don't, I'm so sorry for you. But I mean, damn, get all that shit off your chest, find a hobby, write it down, you know, do something, go work out, anything. You don't necessarily have to, you know what I'm saying, talk to a quote-unquote friend. Because, like I said, that shit always ends badly. Either your friend, you know, and she might not necessarily be the type of person that's going to go back and, you know what I'm saying, get with your dude. But she going to tell a friend, and she going to tell her dude. And, you know, your whole situation is, you know,
So you agree to just talk to yourself when you're home alone. Just talk to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
That's another show.
What's wrong with talking to a therapist? You can talk to a therapist or something.
You got to talk to somebody. My point is you got to talk to somebody. You can't talk to your goddamn self.
It needs to be a completely impartial person. I mean, I'm not saying talk to yourself and expect to come up with it. Come on now. I'm saying talk to yourself to get it out. Because all you're doing when you're talking to another person, yeah, you might want some answers, but in the end, you can do what you feel is best and what you feel is right. If you do what somebody else told you to do letter for letter, I'm sorry, you're a fool. You should never do that
either. No, that's not true. I totally disagree with that. I'm not saying that you got to actually listen to that person, but that person can give you a different view. You know what I'm saying? When you talk to them, they can give you a different view.
It's not the view you're looking for. It's the comfort. That's why you talk to somebody else. You don't give a rat's ass what the fuck they say. Probably half time, 9 times out of 10, you ain't really listening to what they're saying. You just want them to comfort you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, man, you ain't even drinking. You actually made some sense. Or have you been drinking earlier?
Why are you asking so many questions, Mom?
I mean, you make good sense when you're drunk. When you ain't drunk, you be talking crazy than a motherfucker. But that actually made sense. I'm proud of you, man. But we all need somebody to talk to. Everybody needs somebody to love. Nobody agree with that?
I just think you just over emotional.
I'm a very emotional guy, man. I'm very, very emotional. You know what I'm saying? Man, I gotta give a shout out to my auntie, man. She died this morning. She in heaven with my grandmama. Love her. It's at the city. I'll be through there on Sunday, man. So make sure you holler at your boy, man. But I'll definitely be there on Sunday. I'll let you know the time.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what
you're
talking about, Father Time,
because
I give myself good advice.
How can you give yourself advice? That don't make no sense. That's an oxymoron. You cannot give yourself advice.
Look, Father Time.
I'm
going to
give you a prime example.
Please do. Please do.
When I was, I had got divorced and everything, left my husband, whatever. And, you know, I started feeling bad. My son was talking to me. He wanted to go back home and all this and that. So I had a conversation with myself. And myself told me, bitch, your ass, you sit the fuck down somewhere. You do not want to be back with that motherfucker. And I talked to myself. I talked myself out of it.
Janine, Father Time, his self don't even want to hear what he's saying. That's why you don't talk to himself.
Right, that's
that
up
shit
you,
didn't make any
don't
sense.
Want,
we barely want to hear what he's saying. How you think it's up here?
It don't matter what I'm saying. What I'm saying now is that shit didn't make no goddamn sense. You couldn't talk yourself out of it because you had already knew you wasn't going back in the first place. So how could you talk yourself out of it?
That's not true. How do you know I didn't think about it?
Because you had already left.
How do you know I hadn't been talking to him or something and we've been discussing it?
Because you had already left.
So what? People get back together?
I just don't agree with that.
Of course you don't.
You can't give yourself good advice. You cannot give yourself good advice. You can't.
Let me ask you something. Father Scott, didn't you say that you got a cross on one arm and the Grim Reaper on the other arm?
Yes, ma'am.
Or something like that? Okay, well, there's our answer right there. He's confused. He don't know.
Hey, look at so.
And you stuck right in the middle. What? Oh my
God! I'm not even.
You never liked me anyway.
Shut the fuck! Shut! Say no! Oh shit! Say again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? I still got your folding when you come to the nap. Now what?
Hey, I'll be there Sunday.
Well, I can't do nothing for you Sunday. I'm sorry, bro. We're
on Saturday for me. I'll swing by there and pick it up.
See you Sunday. Okay. Well, all right.
Straight up, I'll be there on Sunday. Me and my man going to take care of some business. I'm going to kick it in the nap for a couple of hours. Me and Mother Nature, we're going to be together. So y'all get ready. But you still can't you cannot give yourself good advice. Who listens to themselves?
Shit, I do. I do.
I ain't gonna lie to myself.
Or you know what? If you don't do that, then confront the person who you have a problem with. Don't go to everybody else.
Sometimes that's not an option, though. What if that's not an option?
What do you mean it's not an option? Then why are you combating what's the right thing to do?
Okay, I give you a situation. You and your guy, you're arguing, you know what I'm saying, you hurting. He said, fuck it, I'm gone. You know what, fuck you, I'm out of here. You calling him, you want to talk. He ain't taking your calls. But you got to talk to somebody, you need to get it out. So how can you talk to him when he don't want to talk to you? You got to talk to somebody else.
No, you don't.
Somebody that's willing to listen.
That's when
he ain't trying to hear you right now.
That's when you sit there and have that conversation with yourself to say, okay, you know what? I did fuck up. I was wrong. I said some shit. He said some shit. You know what I'm saying? And look at it from both perspectives. That's when you have that conversation with yourself. And that don't make you crazy. That makes you absolutely, you know what I'm saying?
But yourself ain't going to give you no good advice.
Look,
you're still talking out of anger.
Because by the time I do talk to you again, I'm going to be able to realize my failures as well as yours. And now I might be able to, you know what I'm saying, talk to you in a manner where we don't have to argue no more, but we can finally, you know what I'm saying, get to the root of the problem and work this shit out. Now, if that's not the type of relationship you have with your significant other, you can't put that on nothing else. That's just not talking
okay.
Relationship.
I'm going to give you an example of talking to yourself. We just got through arguing. You left. I need to talk to somebody. You ain't picking up the calls, right? You ain't answering your phone. So now I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to be like, all right, self, you know you fucked up. You shouldn't have did this. Wait a minute. Now she fucked up. That's how the conversation going to go. I'm going to end up blaming you in the end anyway.
That's because you're confused. We've already killed him.
And I ain't gave myself no good advice. That's my point.
Okay, that's personal.
You are confused.
But I'm still not giving myself good advice because I'm still angry, so I'm going to blame you anyway. I'm going to start off blaming myself. But I'm talking to myself, so I'm going to be real with myself. Like you say, I ain't going to lie to myself. It was your fucking fault.
Well, maybe you need to spend a little bit more time with yourself.
I think he did.
I ain't spent no time with myself since I've been married.
That's why.
You know, I ain't gotta beat the meat all the time no more. I beat my dick like it owes me money. I ain't gotta do that no more, so I don't spend time with myself like that anymore.
And that's your problem. That's the only time you ever spend with yourself. See, get to know yourself other than just that, man. Problem.
It's stuff like, damn, I don't want to be around you. That's all you want to do.
Right. That's why his conscience off was fucking with. Oh, now he want to talk to her. That's all he want. Your conscience feel used because it's like you don't want nothing. You don't want nothing but that. Your conscience feel like a hoe. Your conscience feel like a $2 hoe. It's like, oh, that's the only time this motherfucker come around. Sometimes he wants to get to know me. He wants to get to know me every time he want to beat off on his little me.
That's funny, man. That's funny. You look like a laughing at myself, man.
Well, if you could.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All I'm saying, man, get to know yourself other than that way.
Hey, I know who I am. Right. A little too
exactly.
Well, huh? Yeah, man. I ain't thought about Halle Berry in a little while, man. You know, that's what I used to do, dog. I'd be thinking about, like, Halle Berry, Queen Latifah, shit like that, man.
Like, see,
you know,
you just
let your imagination go.
And I can tell you what the conscience thinking.
Shit.
He coming. Damn.
Hey, man, you never know, man. I might get to meet Halle Berry and, you know, she'd be like, damn. Come here, motherfucker. I'm going to get that Dave Chappelle on Mother Nature. I'm rich, bitch. I got to go. I ain't never coming home. Ain't never coming home. I gotta go. Ain't that what old girls do say Harlem Night? I ain't never coming home. Let me talk to your mama. Right. Let me talk to your mama. I ain't never coming home.
I don't know, man. But hey, check this out, man. I got a message last week, and The woman she wanted to know, she was saying that her biggest problem, she wanted to know why independent women have a harder time getting men more than, as she said, dependent women. She said she got her own job, her own house, everything. She take care of her own shit. And she said it's hell trying to find a man. But she see motherfuckers who dependent, don't want shit, you know, lazy or whatnot. They got men coming out of the woodwork for them.
I kind of disagree with what you're saying, man. I think most men we look for an independent woman. We don't want no one we got to take care of. So, I mean, maybe she just running to the wrong motherfuckers, man.
Or is she
acting not just independent? She more man, like she's the man type of independent.
Her
old man.
That's what I was getting at. That's what I was just about to say. Maybe that the fact is that you're being a little bit too independent. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love an independent woman. I love a woman that can stand on her own 10 toes. But goddamn, if you try to make me feel less of a man to make you feel more of a woman, then we got a problem.
Ladies?
I
love an independent woman, man. I want a woman to treat me every once in a while. I don't want to have to keep treating.
But be a woman independent, though. Try to be more of a man than I am. Hold, slow down, woman. You know what I'm saying? I got this.
I can do it.
Hey, if she can buy the next fifth, I'm good. As long as she can buy the next fifth, fuck it. Shit, let's make it a party.
I mean, how is she acting like a man? I mean, how do you act like a man? I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you must act like one.
The independent woman has to understand that she still has a role in a relationship as a woman. If you're going to choose to be with that, then you need to understand that.
Well, she hasn't gotten into a relationship yet. She can't even get to the point to get a man. Maybe she's unapproachable.
Don't
that could be. That's a very good point. That's a very, very good point. Some women are intimidating. Some women are. Just by the way they carry themselves, a man won't even approach her. That's a very good point, Janine.
But don't it start there? If she knows that she wants a relationship, then shouldn't she? I'm not saying that she should, you know, slut herself up or nothing like that. You know, but make yourself a little bit more available, a little bit more approachable. Maybe stop mean mugging. Maybe stop having that independent woman look all the damn time. Maybe stop, you know, carrying yourself like you don't need no more somebody else. Understand that you're still a woman. If you want that type of shit, it starts within you. You can't blame somebody else before you look at yourself.
You know the worst thing I've ever heard a woman say. And y'all might not agree with me, but the worst.
You are the father.
I miss my period.
The second thing y'all ever heard somebody say.
He said the second one.
That's a good one.
Baby, I'm waiting.
Oh, shit. No, I heard a woman tell a man to suck her dick. I'm like, what did you just say? Suck my dick.
Damn.
Wait. And this motherfucker was, I mean, she literally was like, you know, like, fuck it, we can bang. Come on, Tate, you ain't even got no testosterone like that to be acting like that. Get your ass.
She probably was gay, man. She probably was a gay woman. You know, that's how they think.
No, she wasn't. And that was just it. Now, if she was gay, then yeah, I would have thought about that. I go, oh, yeah, she, you know, she's hallucinating. But she was a woman. But it's just like, I don't know, man. To me, it's like the women nowadays just don't believe. I mean, man, it's so many fights that could be avoided if a woman just, I mean, not to say that, you know, I mean, I know sometimes us being men, we lie out, especially, you know, we can get real boisterous. But, man, y'all got the power to just soothe everything. Seriously, y'all do. I mean, women, y'all got the power to make a day, the worst day in the world, seem like it was just something special about it. But it's like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that. I ain't going to do that. Fuck him. And it's like, man, you know, okay, for instance, and I know this is just TV, but take Florida Evans, for instance. James would come home. That motherfucker never got a job. But everything was all right. With James, it's always tomorrow. Yeah, eat your oatmeal. That motherfucker ate oatmeal every day, but she made it seem like it was just a motherfucking steak every time. And it's like, you'd be like,
she was a real woman, man. She was a role model.
Right, but now then you just think about it. I mean, not you per se, but let's think. Then you look up, be like, damn, baby, they've been hard. What the fuck you telling me for? Shit, I don't want to hear that shit. And I mean, I literally have heard women like, man, I don't know what the fuck he coming to me with his problems for. I don't be wanting to hear that shit. I don't want to hear about his problems. You really don't want to hear about your man's problems? No, I don't want to hear that shit. He can go on someplace else with that bullshit. But then when he do go someplace else with that shit, and old girl rubbing his, when old girl rubbing his back talking about, baby, everything okay, then you sitting there talking about, oh, this bitch trying to fuck with my man. Man, a motherfucker, all a man needs is a little attention. That's all he needs is a little attention. Something as simple as, it'll be okay. Bad day, it'll be all right.
And if you ain't the talking type women, you can always just give them some head. Makes me feel better all the time.
Hey, man, I agree with you, dog. A man do need a little attention, so, dog, this is from me to you, man. Because I love you, man.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Everything I tell you to do is for the best for both of us.
You ain't no player.
No, but seriously, man, I do agree with you, man. Motherfuckers just need a little comfort every once in a while, man. It ain't even got to be every day, man.
Right, it ain't even got to be every day. Because every day, ain't gonna, if I come to you like that every day with a problem, then yeah, I'm sounding like a little bitch. But now, goddamn, I mean, it's just one of them days that, shit, it just feel like the motherfucker Uncle Sam and the man and everybody else got this, they motherfucker. One got his foot on your neck, the other one booting you in the ass. I mean, some of them days you just be like, God damn. You know, a simple, maybe everything gonna be all right. Well,
right.
A long way. A motherfucker will sit there and be like, why in the fuck are you coming to me with your problems? I don't want to hear the shit.
Well, I'll be back, baby. I'll be back. I got to run to Walmart.
Well, look at you like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, exactly. What's your fucking problem? Damn. Did you just hit me what I just told you? What happened? Crying like a little bitch. I need to find a real man. Damn. You need to find a real man because I had a bad day and you don't want to hear it.
You better find a phone and call the ambulance. That's what you better do. I need to find a real man in my face. You better call somebody because you about to get hurt. Not in my motherfucking face. You said that shit to your friends. Man, I had a bad day, and she talking about I need a real man and ain't got all these goddamn problems. You know I had these fucking problems when you met me. You know what I'm saying? You know that old saying, the grass always green on the other side. That shit ain't true.
Well, what my boy say, you found out it was blue, then you cried.
Mm-hmm. Because that's some bullshit, man.
You said what? You said it's blue. I didn't hear the phrase. I had never heard
they
that
say
before.
Oh, y'all ain't heard Full Force? They say the grass is green on the other side. Then you found out it was blue, then you cried.
What the hell that
man?
I don't understand.
Because he hurt her ass. He hurt her. Made her ass
the grass ain't green. You thought it was green on the other side.
Thought it
then
was.
You found out it was blue. Now you're crying.
Oh.
That's why you just stick. You know, it's always better just to stick with that one motherfucker. Because you know that one motherfucker's problems. You already know the issues.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. When you're trying to juggle three, four motherfuckers, you got three more set of problems to deal with. It's too fucking much. At least that motherfucker you with, you know they flaws. You know what I'm saying? You know they strengths and they weaknesses. You know everything about them. So you can deal with that shit.
And now this is my thing here. My thing is this, ladies, when a man tries to make your weakness your strength, then that's a motherfucker you need to look at. You got to look at
that's a good-ass man. That's a good-ass dude.
When he sees, I feel overweight. I feel like I'm overweight. I don't like the way I look. And this man started telling you, baby, don't put that lingerie on. You look good to me in it. You know what I'm saying? And this man making you feel, and for the life of me, I can't understand this. This is the part that baffles the fuck out of me. I could sit here and tell you, baby, you look good in that. But you don't want to hear from me. But you go out and another motherfucker tell you, and you just content. I've never understood that. I could sit here and tell you all night, baby, you look good in this. Hey, put that on for me. Girl, go on, get sexy for me. You don't want to do it for me. But as soon as this motherfucker tell you, hey, why don't you go on and bring some lingerie over here? You're stinking the shit out the house, and you wearing it for him. But I'm the same motherfucker that told you to buy it in the first place.
That's because most people don't know when they got something good till it's gone, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they realize. You know what I'm saying? That's when they realize that shit. Because I know every woman that broke up with me, they regret that shit. I'm a good motherfucker.
About that. Now that I don't know about.
I'm a good motherfucker, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm the baddest motherfucker on the planet. I'm a good-hearted person, man.
So I know,
yeah.
I know I'm a good catch for anybody.
Yeah.
I know that in my heart, man.
If you could just get those stalking tendencies out of you, you'd be all right.
Hey, I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I'm a good motherfucker, man. And any bitch that broke up with me, fuck all y'all. Now y'all want
not
me back. Nope.
Not here,
if
bitch.
That's what helps you sleep at night.
Hey, see, I'm a good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I've had females tell me that, but they still do stupid shit, man. Like they do this shit on purpose.
The fuck?
First you're going to tell me I'm a good dude, then you're going to turn around and do some foul ass shit to me. What's the purpose? If you want to break up, just say you want to break up. You ain't got to do shit to, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them motherfuckers just say you want to break up. I don't even ask you why. Okay.
Damn,
that's
they didn't
you
hit you with you. You're a good guy, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I like to the tell me I'm a good guy, man. Didn't do some foul ass shit.
Hey, when they walk away, they be like, you big blockhead.
You know? Hell, I felt bad for you. I want to go cuss that bitch out for you, dog.
Right, he's down there by the pit of
pie. I still got a number, too, dog.
I really, damn, who, wait a minute, who are you talking about, man?
Damn, man? We should prank call her ass, man. Let's prank call her.
Who is it, dog? Who is it? Say her name, man. Say her name.
Nah, man, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Man, he's going to tell me
later. For real, man, most people, they don't realize that they have a good person, you know what I'm saying, that has their best interests at heart. Until they go and then they meet that dog motherfucker, then they start comparing. You know what I'm saying? They start comparing, like, well, damn, when I was with him, he never did this, but shit, he do it every day. He don't never come home. You know what I'm saying?
It's a give and take with everybody. So it's always going to be something with whoever you with.
Well, I disagree, because I'm still a good motherfucker.
No,
I
wasn't
good, but
man.
You're not perfect. Everybody got their issues.
Hey, I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I don't got no issues. When God created me, he broke the mold. Say shit, I can't
know why.
He knew he fucked up. He knew he fucked up.
I ain't looking at more of them motherfuckers.
I done fucked up that.
I shouldn't have made that motherfucker. He just snuck through. Hey, he snuck through the assembly line. God damn it.
Hey, he done sent a couple of motherfuckers to hell for making you. Oh, what the fuck? What was that?
You know what? Hey, man, you can't improve
your
perfection, bro.
Your services is no longer needed up here. You headed downstairs.
Downstairs, what I do?
You done just got demoted. Well, where I'm going? You going down? You going to the lower level? The lower level. teach you to make a motherfucker like this.
Hey, don't get mad, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not my fault.
Hey,
I can't help it. I can't improve on perfection, man. Shit.
Hey, he looking down right now. He looking down right now in the image my ass. Oh, no, I don't know that boy.
All right, shit ain't funny no more now. Let's move on.
That was pretty damn good.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, no.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
Fuck you,
dog.
You know, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost here.
Oh, shit.
That's why they call me Father, baby.
Hey, ain't y'all glad Butter wasn't on here for that little joke? She would have went off. Oh, my God. That was laughing. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I can't believe on the show.
Miss Sanctified, smoke weed. Anybody I know? Facebook. You should look, man. I like
no,
them Facebook
not,
preachers, man.
Naughty shit. Yeah, but please don't get me started with them.
Yeah, Wick, he a Facebook preacher now.
Yeah, I know.
You notice that, dog?
I'm going to believe his ass.
I don't think that. I take I like some of the shit they put up there. I don't say nothing about it. Just cause I'm no heathen like you motherfuckers, don't get mad at me.
I understand that, man. I can understand that, but damn, dog, why every time I wake up and I look at my phone, it's 10 posts on there from you?
I don't know. You don't get no 10 posts from me.
Share photos.
I do maybe 1-2 photos. I don't even be on that mug like that.
Oh, that's bullshit. You do more than
look
1-2 mug.
Look at them posts on that. Yeah. One
man,
or two
you
on
share,
that.
You share a lot of pictures, dog. You should. Yeah, I got the. I'm like, God damn, I think you fucked around. You fucked around and made a mistake. He shared a photo talking about he's the favorite niece or some shit. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's the favorite niece. Like, wait a minute, niece? Like, no, you just shared so many photos, you shared the wrong one. Like, wait a minute, dude.
I know, man. If it ain't God, it's about you.
I'm my auntie's favorite niece. I'm like, my auntie's favorite niece. God damn, he was moving too fast on that one.
I mean, I ain't hit nothing like that because I don't even remember seeing that on there. And all mine's always be on there. So I can go to my Facebook. Yeah, I ain't did nothing like that.
Right, you were always talking about sharing that God stuff, man. I'm like, man, you ain't been. Last time you went to church, you got your wallet stole.
And I ain't going to church no more. I lost my wallet last time I went to church.
Yeah,
that don't mean all, I can feel like church. It.
How you go to church and get pickpocket?
But okay, I got a question. So y'all would rather me like stuff like, oh, I'm going to bust a motherfucker head or shoot a nigga. See, that was wrong with society.
No,
that was wrong. Right there.
Hold on, man. I just rather you not post that shit on my page all the damn time.
Shut up! I posted online.
Well, don't worry about it, because I'm gonna have to push that button on YouTube, because it's like, God damn. Man,
gotta block his ass, man. Just block
him. You gotta block him.
Oh,
all that God stuff, man. You ain't even religious.
I am religious. I believe it's something. I know it's a greater power. It got to be a greater power than this bullshit.
All right, answer this for me, man. Answer this for me.
Yeah, motherfucker, you call it weed.
Hold up, dog. You put a picture on there. You shared a picture talking about God, right? And your very next post is a picture of you at the fucking bar. How does that work?
What you mean? I can't believe in God and go to the bar?
I'm just saying, dog. That's an oxymoron too. You talking about God while you drinking a 40?
I'm not talking about God while I'm drinking a 40. I put post on there hours before I went to the bar.
Okay.
I'm not the bar talking about God. I liked it. The
moon, stars, quasars. You motherfuckers sound like Elroy Jetson. Nah, shit.
I'm just saying, Pastor.
I'm
well,
sorry, Pastor.
Holy water, oh, Father God. Shit.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
All I'm saying, dog, can you kind of ease up on the shared pictures a little bit, brother?
I didn't know it went to you. I thought it went to my page.
But, I mean, but when you share them, they share with all of us, too. So, to ease up just a little bit.
Yeah, right. You ain't got to share every last one of them you see that you like, dog.
Right. Goddamn. Just take it. Put it in your old collection.
Maybe I feel you motherfuckers need to read that shit, you damn demons.
Mm-hmm. You keep saying that worse than both of us.
I never said I was. What and shit?
Now, this is the definition of the biggest goddamn hypocrite you ever wanted to meet, then. He worse than us, then gonna say that we need to hear it.
Y'all might need to hear it. At least I'm trying.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. I skip right past that shit.
I don't even look at it. I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I didn't want to say that, but I don't even. When I that shit say share, I don't even look at your shit. I'm like Woodrow at it again.
Oh, my goodness. That would be some of y'all goddamn life.
Not the wood drill.
Yeah, I need some help.
Oh.
I can't believe that was
wrong. Oh, y'all, that's a little inside joke. That's an inside joke. That's why it was. That's why it's funny to me.
Mm.
That was a little inside joke.
Shout out to my girl.
I forgot all about that one.
I see Slick Mick on there.
So who were you, Father Time, Grady? I know that's what I was thinking about when he
said, "Girl, I don't know
about the inside
real
good." That's
no,
what
my mind is. I'm Rollo.
I got a
call
customer
me Rollo.
That looks just like.
Nah, you not Rollo. There's only one motherfucker out the clique that can fit Rollo criteria. Yeah. There's only one motherfucker out the clique, and it ain't me. I ain't going to lie to you. There's only one motherfucker out of our clique that fits my little criteria.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out. Shout out to this.
Actually, last time I checked, I was Clay.
Clay.
You on a different show, though.
Yeah, we talking about Sam for that, son. I know, but I was Clay a few months ago.
Yeah, you was.
I guess that makes you Jack, son, Cass.
Shit, you the one called him out, man. You the one said I was Jack and he was Clay. I was like, damn.
Right, I'm the sneaky conniving one.
You
consider yourself Obi, so you dead.
Damn.
Yeah, they killed
the show no
more. My head.
That's fucked up.
But Obi was loyal. See, Clay was a sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clay ain't shit. Clay only think about Clay.
Fuck all y'all. Shit. Fuck. I'll be Clay. I don't give a fuck.
Clay didn't even think about Gemma. Poor Mother Nature.
Hey,
but Clay's still kicking it, though. He still got power, though, don't he?
Yeah, we'll see season six.
He's still making shit go.
We'll see season six.
Think he been a motherfucker.
But he's still making shit go.
Hey, man, did you see the picture I posted on the site, man? An old school picture of me, you, and Terry.
Yeah, I saw that. I still got the original photo.
You know,
I remember where we was at. I think we was at the hole or some shit. The hole in the wall, whatever the fuck it was called.
This picture got to be close to 10 years old, right?
No, it ain't that old.
It got to be.
No, dog. I think I was divorced when that picture was taken.
I mean, think about it. When was the last time me, you, and him was together at a club?
I don't know, man. I can't remember the last time I was in Gary, to be honest with you.
The picture got to be at least 8 years old, man. At least. I got on Tupac gear. So I know this shit got to be old.
So what's your joke? You brought it up for a joke.
I didn't bring it up as a joke. I was just saying the picture got to be about 10 years old.
That's going to talk about my gray or something.
Now, if I wanted to bring up a joke, yeah, that would be it, that you look like Santa Claus on the motherfucking 10 years ago, but I didn't say that.
Oh,
Santa Claus.
If you want to bring it up. Actually, no, you don't look like Santa Claus. You actually look like Fred Sanford. That's like a Fred Sanford type beard.
Fuck out of here.
Let's be. Hey, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Liquorstone. Y'all, it's a picture I posted a couple of weeks ago. Now, if y'all don't think that's a Fred Sanford beard, y'all just give me a yay and nay on that when y'all look at it.
Okay.
Mick, I see you on. Mick, I see you listening online. You go ahead and look at that picture, too. If that ain't Fred G all the way, I don't know what is.
I'm still a pretty motherfucker, though.
You know what? I don't mean no disrespect.
Say that.
I don't mean no disrespect, but you know how Morgan Freeman just, like, always been old, like, ever since he's been acting? He's been old.
That's part of the time.
I mean, I swear, and I love Morgan to pieces, so I don't mean no disrespect, but that nigga always been old, and I guess, you know, you do.
We called you bitch.
I'm a pretty motherfucker, though. I'm a pretty old motherfucker.
Hey, now, Morgan Freeman wasn't old on the electric company. That was a little bit before your time, Liquor Store.
Yes, I went way back.
Yeah, he wasn't old on the electric company. No, I actually, no, hold up, y'all. I seen this movie where he was a pimp, and he slapped the shit out of this bitch. I'm going to post it tonight.
Yeah, I saw that. That's called Fade to Black, with Superman was in it, Christopher Reeves.
Who I want to Fade to Black.
It's called Fade to Black.
Hey,
you know what? I think I heard that title, but I didn't know what the hell it was.
That's
how he got famous. He did such a good job in that movie, everybody started hiring him.
Okay.
The girl was like, "Come on!" And he backhanded the shit out of her ass. I was like, wait a minute. I've seen it, like, Morgan Freeman's pimp slapped somebody, and I'm like, wait a minute, Morgan Freeman pimp slapped somebody. So shit, she was talking, and he back, I mean, he gave her a good one.
And then said, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
It's a good movie. It's pretty old, but it's a good movie. It's a very good movie.
That, and the fucked
that
up part is that the 70s, early 80s. Yeah, and the fucked up part is that he got blacked up.
Say what?
I said his hair is black.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it wasn't gray.
It was one of his first movies ever.
It ain't Salt and Pepper. Well, okay, y'all know what I meant.
Nah, it was totally black.
The joke was
got. See, just like Morgan Freeman, I've been young before too now.
Okay.
I found it. I posted it to the site now. I found it. That goddamn Morgan Freeman pissed slap the shit out of that bitch. Keep it real, Morgan.
It was the real, oh, no, this was in the movie, not the real Morgan Freeman.
Well, that shit, right. He probably pimped slap the shit out of his witch McCall.
Yeah, he what you consider a dirty old man. He left his wife for her daughter.
Nah, it wasn't a daughter. It wasn't a daughter. It was his grandson's girlfriend.
Oh, they said that he left his wife for her daughter. Wasn't his daughter, it was her daughter.
Nah, it was
I heard that too.
I heard it was the grandson's girlfriend.
You go, Morgan, shit.
Because he got that pimp hand strong. He backhanded the shit out of her ass. It looked real to the motherfucker too.
Oh my goodness.
That shit looked, it looked like he really slapped her. That's some good ass acting.
How cool is that?
You say what?
I said, I'm going to have to look at that.
It's posted to the site right now. I just got it up there. Morgan Freeman gets loose.
In front of Superman. Superman didn't do shit.
Hey, the old bitch ass.
He didn't do shit. He was
Superman
scared, too.
Yeah, he was scared, too. Boy, Morgan Freeman talking big shit, too.
I see that movie a long ass time. It's pretty good. If y'all ain't watch it, go watch. I mean, it's you know, it's real. It's one of my old movies, so it's really low budget, but it's a really good movie.
Hey, I done watched it 3 times already. He just slapped the shit. I mean, he let it go on it, too. Right, shut up, bitch. And then he kept talking. I'm actually sitting here in tears watching this shit. I can plug a fever and pill snap the motherfucker. Oh, shit. Shut up, bitch. You can't get no more gangster than that. Morgan Freeman, pimp slap a bitch.
Yeah, I believe it's called Fade to Black, if I'm not mistaken. That's the name of it. But it's one of his very, very first movies.
I don't know, but that was funny, man. I enjoyed that. All right, y'all. I guess we're going to end it kind of early. Don't everybody say nothing all at once.
You mean
he gained
last words for us? All right, he said his phone hung up.
I know. It was
Miller time. Yeah, no doubt. 2K Miller time. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Well, it's a good show. Of course, it's always good talking with everybody. I will be on there tomorrow.
Outstanding. Look at so. Last words.
Yeah, you know I enjoy myself, and I talk to everybody tomorrow night.
Hey, Not to ask you nothing personal, but do you work tomorrow?
No, I don't work tomorrow.
Okay, we need to set up a time and get that chronicle done.
Oh, okay, well, holler at me.
We're gonna reach out to you tomorrow, sometime during the day so we can get it recorded and play it tomorrow night.
Well, all right.
All right, that's what's up. All right, dog, you got anything?
VentureTheRadio.name.com. Hit us up. Oh, shout out to my little homie, my little brother, that Lamont. Get well, boy.
All right, y'all, on that note, thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Mick, sometimes, you know, you can push one and join us every once in a while.
Now, she says she at work, but she listens to us while she at work, so that's what's up.
All right, y'all. Tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Peace, love, and hair grease.
All right, peace.